wanted to come on tonight to just ask a few questions, get some answers, and kind of look at what does it take to actually be angry. I have been in a state for the past couple of days where I'm smiling on the outside, but I'm feeling some kind of way on the inside. And I don't know if anybody has ever been through that, where you are absolutely trying to make it seem like you're okay, but you're not necessarily okay. And I tell you, I have been feeling, now I have everything to be grateful for right now, so let's be clear. But I think sometimes I kind of magnify my newness. I kind of give energy to things that I shouldn't give energy to. It's almost like being addicted to drama. It's like, since it's peaceful, it's quiet, there's no bills are paid and, you know, things, food's in the house and things are pretty much going okay, right? But there are some things that's not going okay. There are some people not acting like that I expect that they should in my life. And given that I've given so much to, you know, certain family members, or I just say my children, when they aren't acting like I want them to act or aren't giving me the honor and respect I know I deserve, I feel some type of way about it. And sometimes, you know, I have a thought that, you know, the children aren't my children. They actually are. That kids are mine. They're not mine. They're God. And God just used me as a vessel to bring them to the world. And that helps sometimes. And then sometimes I have a thought that says, Lord, they're teenagers. They haven't been through anything. They don't have any perspective. And my brother reminded me tonight that they really, you know, haven't been in relationships. They haven't been, you know, they're not grown yet. So they haven't had too many experiences to have compassion for certain things. And then, you know, they have that entitlement type of feeling where you should do this, and I'm your daughter or I'm your son, and this is what you're supposed to do because you're my parent. And, you know, sometimes I want to be the child. I don't want to be the adult. I want to say, mm-hmm. So when you call me, I ain't going to give you what you need. When you need this, when you need that, I'm going to be a no. You know, sometimes you just feel like you need to help them understand, but treating them like they be treating you. And then you have to say, Lord, let me just get back to myself. Because you really do sometimes just feel like, why am I being treated so badly when I have taken my whole life and given it to you and made sure you had a life better than a lot of folks have, and that you have been experiencing things that a lot of folks don't get to experience. And like one of mine, if you're in college, a parent plus loan got you in college. It wasn't a full scholarship. And you don't have the nerve to just act like I don't exist. You don't want to call me. You don't want to say, hi, mom, how you doing? Do you need anything? And then you won't be mad. And when I text or call you, you don't want to text or call back. So it's like, what is it that happens to people who feel like they can just treat you any kind of way they want to treat you, and they entitled to the gifts and the love that you give them? I'm telling you, I have been feeling a little interesting lately, and it's not like me, so it's hard for me to be with, because I'm sunshine. I bring the sunshine, and whenever I'm around, people gonna feel good being around me. And that's the energy that I love to give off all the time. But I'm telling you, I have been really wanting to just have everybody pray for me. I'm asking for prayer tonight because, you know, sometimes people think that you don't ever go through things, that you know, you're always happy and that things are always good. But I just want you to know that's not true. Sometimes people that are smiling around you are going through a lot, and you would never know unless you know them really, really, really well. And today in society today, we don't really pay attention to people. Do you know people go around you and their mannerisms will tell you they're not okay and you still ignore it? You may see it and you still ignore it. And I just want to tell you, don't ignore it. There are some people that need you to pay attention. There are some children that may be around you that need you to pay attention. They're going through things too. You know, everybody's on social media, everybody's on their phones. There are predators out here today that are actually seeking to devour our children. And we need to pay attention. If they're on the computer a lot, we need to know what they're looking at. We need to say, hey, baby, what you doing? We need to sneak up on them sometime, kind of open that door. See, my grandma, she wouldn't let you close any doors in her house. If that door's closed, she busts in it like the police. What you got that door closed for? Open that door. Now kids are closed up in their room and there for hours, like hours. And I'm like, what are y'all doing in your room by yourself for hours? You on this computer, who you talking to? What you doing? What kind of conversations you have? Because there are predators out here for our kids, y'all. So we gotta pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to people. I'm telling you, there's a lot going on. A whole lot going on. Now, there's a lot going on right for me right now. Like I say, 90% of my life right now is going great. And I wasn't always able to say that, y'all. I'm telling you. I mean, when God gives you back your husband and he gives him back to you better than he has ever been and even better than you ever expected, that's something to run around the building about. And when God gives you he keeps you employed, when your job could literally say, we don't need you right now. We just can't afford it. We're about to close the doors, la, la, la. And you have to figure it out. And you have customers who are still calling and saying, Sheriff, I need you. I need you to coach me through this. And you still have your mother who loves you. I mean, loves you. It's unprecedented love. And she's calling to check on you and saying, baby, how you doing? You hadn't called me today. Let me call you. And you have your brother calling to check on you and say, hey, sis, I just want you to know I love you and thank you for calling and things of that nature. So I just want you guys to understand that sometimes you may catch yourself magnifying minuteness. So when you get to the point where it's little things that irritate you, but the rest of your life is going well, try not to focus on that and give it to God and allow God to move that obstacle or touch someone's heart that seems to be hardened against you and they're not treating you well. I'm having to do that myself. Just know that your contribution to the world is what it needs to be. I thank God every day for Betty Tilly's singing. In spite of, in light of this COVID virus, because she is just a songbird and she has a voice from heaven. I love to tune in to her, lunchtime musicals that she has. I love LaVonya Battle. She's my sister and she just always has an encouraging word. And there's one phrase she called me one day and she said to me, and it changed my life. And it's, she said, Sharon, show up in your life today. Just show up. And when I got that word, it spoke to my heart because I showed up. And, you know, when that places that I didn't want to go, people that I didn't want to talk to, didn't want to pick up the phone and call, you know, my own customers, they were like, you know, I just want you to show up in your life. And when I showed up, God showed up and he let me know that he was still there. And I just wanted to just leave a word of encouragement for each and every one of you. God is still there. He's the same God today as he was yesterday. Think about all of the mess he got us out of. Think about all of the things that he really did do that, we look back and we go, wow, you know what? I probably should be dead right now. I mean, I was, you know, in a relationship that was so controlling. I had a boyfriend who shot a shotgun over my head and put it up under my chin and told me he was going to kill me and then kill himself. And I really thought that that was the last day that I was going to be on earth. But God saw fit to see me through all of that mess. God saw fit to see me through, you know, going through two divorces and make it to the third marriage so that I could absolutely live and be happy. I want to encourage everybody who think that there's not love out there for you, because it is. I promise you, if you love yourself first, you will find someone that's going to love you more than you could ever love you. But you first have to love you first. You can't attract anything to you if you're negative, if you feel like you're worthless and you're nothing. You have to start telling yourself, I'm the bomb.com. There's nobody on this earth like me, and God only made only one. And my phrase is, you know, God could have made me a snake, a rat, or a roach, but he didn't. He made me in the image of himself, and that's enough. That's enough. If he didn't do anything else, he made me a human being, and that's enough. So just be encouraged and know that, yeah, this COVID-19 has got us in an interesting way, having to be with each other online and having to just look at each other a different way. And we can't touch and we can't hug and we can't, you know, physically be what we're normally used to being in our lives. But get back to basics and just thank God for just the small things, y'all. Just, you know, if y'all just take 5 minutes right now and just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my health. Thank you for everything that you've done for me to as of today and things that you'll do tomorrow. Because if you are not sick and if you're not in the hospital, you're not, you know, worried about a family member that is in the hospital and that is sick and that is dying of cancer or pneumonia or COVID-19, and you're able to still talk to your relatives and everybody in your family is okay. We can't ignore this kind of stuff, guys, and we can't be oblivious and say, oh, well, it's not going to happen to me and not be careful. So just, you know what, just talking to y'all makes me feel so much better. I had a friend, you know, just let me know this morning that I made a difference for her in her life. And, you know, it was so good to be able to share. You know, a lot of times it's good to just let people know, listen, I'm not only on your street, I'm in your driveway, and I'm in your living room. You're not the only one that's going through that. And I promise you, we are going through together. I'm going to pray for you, and you pray for me, and we'll pray for each other. And this is a good time to be praying and doing intercessory prayer for people, because even if you're okay, there are a lot of people in this world who are not okay, you know. Pray for our government. Pray for our president. Pray for people who need to make good decisions on our behalf, whether you like them or not. You know, pray for people who are, you know, in control of our livelihood right now. If you have a boss and you have a manager, you know, pray for those people, because they're going to have to make some hard decisions in the next few months. If you haven't thought about farming and, you know, making your own vegetables and, you know, growing your own food, it might be something that you need to think about, because we don't know what's going to happen in the next few months. So we may have to go back to farming. We may have to go back to actually doing things for ourselves, because now we rely so much on others that if it's taken away, we may not know what to do. So just be in preparation. Just, you know, think about the future and be grateful in it. And even though you're being mistreated, and for the single women out there, you know, I remember being single and it wasn't fun to have, you know, men. And if men, you're single, have women, you know, that only want to get with you physically, but don't want to act like you are actually a human being and that you matter to them. And it's all about them and what they want to do with you or to you. But it has nothing to do with them wanting to have a relationship with you. That's a hard place to be. But I want to encourage you to know that when you have standards, when you have When you let people know that they can't just have what they want and you don't get what you want, you know, sometimes you just have to say no and be by yourself and absolutely just have some, just teach people how to be with you. No more giving away yourself and getting back nothing. No more of that, single people. Don't do it because it's not worth it. And married people, you know, look at your spouse. Look at what they contribute to your life. Be grateful and thank them. I mean, since my husband has been back home, y'all, I'm telling you, my little mailbox, it didn't even have the little mailbox, little opener on it. Now I got a whole new mailbox. My husband done painted the front porch. When I tell you that front porch is wood and it had all kind of paint coming off of it looking like, when I tell you, it looks so good right now. I might post some pictures up on Facebook because I'm so grateful to him for wanting to do these things. He don't have to. He works just like I do. He'll work a whole week and then come home and still mow the yard and want to paint outside and, you know, want to nail in some some boards and, you know, and fix them. Listen, when we got here at this house, the dishwasher was not working. My husband done fixed the dishwasher. Okay, can I tell you I'm a happy camper right now about this dishwasher? And this is the things we got to do, y'all. We got to make sure that we give people their roses while they're alive. We got to tell them thank you while they're alive. Some people have been married for 25, 30 years, and they have forgotten to say thank you. You know, you don't have to take care of me the way you take care of me, and I appreciate the way you have put in the effort to care if I'm feeling good or bad, to care if, you know, if my day is going well or not, to care when there is things happening. And, you know, sometimes women don't even know what's wrong with us, but if a man says, I love you and whatever's happening, if you don't want to talk about it, I just want to let you know I got your back and it's going to be okay. I promise you, it means the world to a woman for a man to say that to her. It means the world. I tell my mama all the time, you know, she is always a caregiver. She's going to take care of, she's going to help you anyway. She can help you, take care of you if she can take care of you, even if it's detrimental to herself sometimes. And I get on all the time like, Mom, you can't help nobody pay their bill if your bill ain't paid. Okay, so I need you to pay your bill first and then see if you can be a blessing to somebody. But she's such a wonderful giver. She's always serving people. Pay your tithes is something that I've been really, really, really focusing hard on getting that money together. My church has not necessarily got a process in place. So I'm going to go the extra mile to try to pay my tithes anyway. Go, you know, in other words, get the money out the bank, go get a money order and get that check in. Or the money order in. So, and I'm used to Cash App, you know, I'm used to just sending money to my kids, do this, that, and the other, but, you know, I have to put in a little extra effort for the Lord. So, and that's okay. Look how much effort He puts in for me. So, I want to encourage everybody to take the extra effort to pay your tithes, even if you got to go to your church or meet someone at your church and make sure that you give them the money that's just, you know, due the Lord.